Have you entered this kind of contest before? It must be there must be kind of an art to finessing a design past a committee of people you don't really know.
Right. Well, there's design contests for everything because it's a good way to get free work out of graphic designers. So they appear quite often. This one was juried by a committee that included Nancy Murkowski, actually. Yeah, the design, I mean, I knew going into it that it had to be something straightforward and accessible.
Okay, and the Palin administration has overturned a lot of what the Murkowski administration was doing, but they're going to let this one stand, it looks like.
Right, they are. They're not even going to add one more star to it.
Tell me a little bit about the logo getting onto the license plate. Were you expecting that when you designed the logo, that they would put it on the plate eventually, too?
No, although it's going to have all kinds of uses at different sizes, and they've talked about putting it on an Alaska Railroad boxcar and trying to put it on the tail of an Alaska Airlines jet, and then also using it for things as small as a little lapel pin. So that was another restriction on its design, that it had to be applicable and readable at many different sizes and colors. But to put it on the plate, it's a vertical format, the logo is, and the plate is a horizontal format, and of course it has to have the registration numbers. So it was a bit of a task squeezing it on there.
I wondered if you couldn't have used your influence to change the mountain scenery on the plate to look a little bit more Sitka-like, maybe an Edgecumbe silhouette rather than what looks to be like the Chugach Mountains or something.
Right. Well, you know, we live in a big state, Rob, and there's many different mountain ranges with distinctive shapes, and if you favor one, then everyone else asks, why doesn't that look like the Chugach? That's a case where abstraction is necessary.
Dean, my last question for you is the obvious question. It's probably the one that's on everybody's mind. You've more or less designed a license plate. Have you done any prison time?
No.
That's good to hear.
No, it would be bit coring and peak cut hammering out license plates.
All right. Well, Dean, thanks very much for talking.
Okay, Rob.